All right, we are on. So if you'd like to share something, go ahead and put it in the chat box or the Q&A box. And it's okay if you don't, no pressure, but we'll stick around here for a while for those of you who do.
I'll say while we're waiting, you know, one of the, you know, the fun sayings that's sort of floating around is you spot it, you got it. And often we're not aware of where we are a match for the conflicts that are showing up in our relationship world. And so one, like the commitment one is a really great example. So we have some friends of ours who they totally take turns. Like one person is committed, the other person isn't. As soon as they commit, the other person isn't. And another place that we see it show up is like, I'm not sure I want to be with you if you're not committed. You know, how committed is that? You know, so often we really are a perfect match for whatever is showing up in our space. You know, some part of me really is just like that or wants to be more like that. And I've chosen you to help me look at myself and help me create more balance inside of myself by us working through this issue.
Yeah, great. So here, question. Do you think young kids would be capable of engaging in this Venn diagram exercise? Well, it depends how young they are, obviously. And I don't see why not. I don't think we've ever tried it with young kids. But I don't see why not. Kids are pretty great at coming up with ideas. And they totally understand the idea that, okay, there's something you want and there's something I want. Is there a way we can come up with something that'll make us both happy? So, yeah, I would totally try that out. Just test it. I don't see why not.
You know, I actually saw, it wasn't this diagram in particular, but when I saw the movie Screenagers, I saw moms, you know, parents having conversations with their teenagers saying, okay, you want to have the phone. We want to make sure it doesn't take over. Like, what are ways we could do that? You know, and they were kind of doing something similar, coming up with different options and possibilities for how to have the phone be accessible, but have it also not take over. So I would definitely try it. The other thing I want to say too is you can do the same exact process with yourself. So we were just doing that this weekend at our Gift of Conflict workshop, and we had a man who did the process around, you know, he's currently either he's conflicted about whether he should get a job, right, to pay for his bills. He's currently unemployed.
Yeah, his last employment just stopped a few months ago, so he's having a hiatus right now.
So he's trying to figure out, do I just go get another job or do I start this new business that I've really wanted to start? So those were his side ones and side twos. And he started brainstorming once he got clear about what the experience was he was after, what concerns he was trying to take care of, what it was he really wanted. He did that and then started to brainstorm solutions for how he could do both. And one of the things he shared today on one of our coaching calls, he said during his meditation, the answer came to him for how to do both. It got really, really clear for him. He's really excited. And that was, you know, a breakthrough moment for him. Instead of, do I get a job or start this business? He came up with something to pull all of it together that he's on fire about.
Often why we're in such despair or discomfort about the conflicts we have is because of the two solutions or three or four we can see, we don't like any of them. But often if I can't see any other and you're not presenting any better ones, then I'm thinking, well, shit, I'm going to have to do one of those. And I really don't want to, but I'm going to have to, but I really don't want to, but I'm going to have to. So I'm in this bind. So we have to come up with better solutions than the initial ones. Or even if we do compromise, it's not going to be one that we are satisfied with. All right, great. We have another question here. One of our chosen judgments is around arrogance, but I couldn't quite figure out how to work that. How does that benefit me part? Any suggestions? Yes, definitely. it's often been a judgment that other people have called me arrogant. Okay. And I sometimes have had that judgment about other people that I think are arrogant. So when other people call me arrogant, I'll do first, well, how am I just like that? Or it's the same thing. If I think that of other people, I'll think, okay, how am I just like that? Well, I can see how I'm quick to making up opinions. You know, I'm quick to make up a judgment. I'm quick to make up an opinion. And I'm not afraid to speak my opinion. And I'm not afraid to speak my judgment. And I can see how for other people that could seem arrogant and overconfident. I could totally see that.
And if I was looking for, if I was judging him for being arrogant and then looking at, okay, well, where am I just like that? Or where could I benefit from being more like that? You know, I have a tendency sometimes to doubt myself in the face of questioning or challenges from other people. You know, so a little bit of arrogance for me would be really useful for me to be able to stand in my knowing and stand really clear in what I want and what I'm going for and what I want to create. So that's one benefit I could see for why to have a little bit more arrogance. Now, again, you're not going to necessarily want to go all the way, you know, overboard necessarily to the extreme.
Being totally and uncompromisingly arrogant.
Right. But there's always a way where we could be a little bit more like what we're judging.
We had several people, both men and women, in the weekend we just did, who were working in themselves with an issue of not speaking up, not telling their truth, not having a voice, you know, in their workplace and in their relationships. And you could say for people like that, if you have that issue, a little arrogance could be really useful, you know, in a little measure. And the kind of part of arrogance you could say is, I don't give a heck what other people think of me. I don't have to first make sure everybody is happy and everybody's taken care of before I insert my voice. That's a little healthy measure of arrogance that could be really useful.
You know, the other thing I'll say too about the judgments we often have about our partners are often the things we really liked about him when we first got together. You know, his clarity, his certainty, his you know, knowing what he wanted and what he didn't want. And, you know, and I was one of those things he wanted, you know, that often in the beginning, those very things that drive us nuts now are things we really liked. And partly why we liked him is because it balanced us out. You know, just like there's something Christian is appreciating about my flexibility and my fluidity.
Yeah, I think of it in terms of, you call it balancing out. I think I call it like for both of us to become more complete, like even more complete than we already are, to be a more harmonious, full spectrum human being. I'm not just always standing on my boundaries and saying, nope, 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 we're not doing that, which is powerful. And I'm not going to give that up. But it can round me out a lot when I'm also able to dance with other people's concerns, for example.
And you can use the same thing with your kids. You know, when I'm pissed off at my kids because they won't do what I say, you know, and same thing, like kind of look at, well, where am I just like that? Yeah, I don't want other people telling me what to do either. You know, I don't like it when people are intruding on my space and trying to interrupt what I'm in the middle of and making me follow through on their agenda.
I don't like doing homework that I think is stupid and pointless and I'll never use ever in my life. I don't want to do that.
You know, so that's also a way to sort of link up with our children and then from there look to see, well, how could I benefit from being more like that? And how would it be useful? Like, what's another way here? Like, you want to do your thing. I want you to also include other people's concerns. How do we do both? So all of these will, when you join, include, expand to include all of what you want from there, new avenues are possible.
Yep. All right, last call for input here. In the chat box, let's see, how do we bring that up again? There we go.
All right, well, it looks like that's it. Thank you very much, all of you, for being part of this conversation. It's a very rich and deep one. If you have any other questions or concerns, feel free to post them up on the discussion page. If you have any, like you're really stuck and you're not quite sure how to apply this, please do ask your questions there. We're checking that on a regular basis, and we're happy to give some additional coaching input in between our sessions.
You bet.